I think he found fondness towards you, actually.
I don't know why you'd think he developed fondness for me. Maybe it was because he was lifting his shirt, licking his finger, and then stroking his nipples and pointing at me.
Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the trees.
We didn't even start yet.
I thought I'd shake it up a little bit today.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Poder.
And I'm Karen Lee Poder.
And this is the ultimate podcast about the birds and the bees with a sex expert, cougar mother.
And her stand-up comic, clowning son, Cameron Poder.
That's correct. So we have a few things to discuss today. Mainly around This in-between space.
What the hell is that in-between space?
Are you dating? Are you in a relationship?
Okay.
Are you single?
That's like the book I just read, The Light Between the Oceans. What are you saying?
Well, we're going to get into it. So if you're interested in what it means to define your relationship, to explore unconventional relationships, this is the episode for you.
Or like what you're saying is like when you're on Facebook and you check either married, single, or it's complicated, you're saying we'd like to discuss the it's complicated.
That's correct.
Okay.
We will also be getting into a couple different stories regarding my mother getting picked up.
Wait, what do you mean my mother? You were just as involved as being picked up as I was.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you were picked up probably even on a non-physical level.
Okay, so let's begin with a little situation we found ourselves in the other night.
A little anecdote.
We were at the Greek Theater together, which is a beautiful outdoor amphitheater that my mother lives at.
I literally have been there in the last 5 weeks. I think I've been there 5 times.
You like concerts.
As a matter of fact, I was there so much that the Greek Theater tweeted to me something like, "Do you live here?"
That's great. That's very good. We were seeing Fits in the Tantrums, which was not my favorite concert of all time.
You know what? The good thing was, though, that you and I have spent a lot of time together, but it's all work-related, and we hadn't had any time alone.
Right.
So I thought, you know, we need to do something, like, you know, fun that's not, you know, although obviously we have a great time when we're doing the podcast, but it's something different.
Right.
So I thought it was a good idea to go see a concert.
It was great. The experience was phenomenal.
Because we had so many funny things happen to us.
Okay, so we get to the concert.
Wait, first, I just would like to say something.
Yeah.
That we had a hilarious, we had a little game night or game day over at BuzzFeed.
Oh, good call. Yeah. Okay, take us in a completely different direction. Thank you to those who tuned in to our Facebook Live event at BuzzFeed.
Yeah, we've been doing that a few. And so if you guys haven't checked out our Facebook wall on Sex Talk with My Mom, you are missing out because so far, and they're recorded there, but we've recorded how many game nights already? Three?
I don't know.
We've recorded quite a few of them, but the last one was just at BuzzFeed.
And we're playing Never Have I Ever.
Yeah, something that every mother should be playing with her son.
And I think you guys would enjoy it. And you can also find out about our future game nights if you sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah,
just by going to sextalkwithmymom.com.
Or just check it out on Facebook because there's always an event there. But anyway, so we had just come off a rousing rendition of Game Night with My Mom at BuzzFeed, and we decided, well, let's just be spontaneous and get tickets for a last minute concert, and that's where we ended up at the Greek Theater.
So my mother brought marijuana.
Oh, well, excuse me, you were the one who said, "Are you bringing weed?" Which I hadn't even thought of.
I have not smoked weed in over a year. but I figured if I'm going to do it, I should do it with my mother.
Yes.
So we smoked together.
A little tiny bit. Actually,
you always say it's tiny. It's never tiny with you.
It was a tiny bit. You are just like the lightest weight possible when it comes to any kind of drinking.
I almost fell into the toilet. That's how stoned I was after one hit. I am a lightweight when it comes to most things in life, including everything from drugs to alcohol to sexual intercourse. I think I'm a lightweight.
What do you mean you're a sexual intercourse lightweight?
I'm very sensitive down there.
What?
I've broken my balls. I come quickly. They're very sensitive.
I forgot about the premature ejaculation shit.
Okay, relax on that. It's getting much better for the record.
Okay.
No, it's seriously. It's getting much better.
Well, that's
notably better to the point where we've actually discussed, wow, can you believe this? This is a real sexual experience.
I'm so happy. So do you attribute this to the 21-day masturbation challenge?
No.
Or the fact that you're in a relationship?
I think I'm getting better. I think I'm getting more comfortable.
You're getting more in control.
More in control.
Penile
Master
control.
Master of my own domain, if you will.
I'm very impressed.
Thank you. Okay, can we do this? Can we get into the story that we've been talking about for hours?
Well, it seems like every time I've been going to concerts, I've been having these very funny interchanges with different people.
We're talking about one in particular.
Okay, so the latest one, though. But I'm just saying this is coming off a string of different things that have happened at different concerts to me. And
great. All right, I'm going to get into it. So we go, we smoke weed in the Enchanted Forest, and we go to find our seats. Garbage opener act.
Well, it wasn't garbage. It was assault to my eyes because of the fact that they have to have this damn strobe light going the whole time, and a guy that we both felt needed to connect with the audience more. We're not going to mention names, but it was an ex-ambassador.
But in
fairness to ex-ambassador, they did pull in it at the end. They pulled out some really good songs, and I liked what he said about Trump and all that. So
meanwhile, while ex-ambassadors is playing, there's a guy two rows in front of us who is dancing very provocatively.
Well, actually, he had turned around and annoyed every single person in the air. He just decided to start touching people, and then his friend started getting into it, too. They were obviously extremely drunk.
And so everyone around us was getting infuriated.
Except for me. I was...
My mother was laughing, pointing, and taking pictures.
Okay, because... And I wish this wasn't a podcast for just this moment. If I could show... I'm just going to give you a visual of what this picture... That
actually, I bet if you look at your podcast app right now, you'll see the picture of the person that, because my mother was taking pictures.
I have a great picture. What he did, okay, we do find out their names later on, but what Milton did was he decided that he I think he found fondness towards you, actually.
Yes, he did.
He picked Cam out of a crowd.
I don't know why you'd think he developed fondness for me. Maybe it was because he was lifting his shirt, licking his finger, and then stroking his nipples and pointing at me. So, yeah, I think he had a fondness for me.
And then it got worse.
Eventually, he kept... You were laughing and dying at this.
You are somehow putting responsibility on me for this? This is not...
I was avoiding eye contact at all costs.
You were ready to leap. You were doing a fight or flight.
I was freaking out. And then... So, eventually, he just starts taking off all of his clothes. His ass was entirely out.
And the girl next to me goes, ew!
Ew! The other... And her boyfriend goes, we don't want to see that. Yeah, turn around.
Turn around.
Turn around. Which made us laugh even harder.
Right. The more that was going on, the more I was enjoying this. First of all, I was so happy to be doing anything besides listening to ex-ambassador at this point.
Yeah. That is correct.
It was much more entertaining. And in fairness to ex-ambassador, it's just not my style of music, whatever.
Ex-ambassador is not going to be listening to this. Why are you still getting so
protective? I hate to be
protective?
Like yucking his yum.
Okay, whatever. So
you like the way I threw that in there?
Love that. Okay. Anyway, the guy. So these two drunk guys.
They could have been on Molly or meth.
They were on something.
They were on something that I have never been on.
Of course, there's a row in between us that they decide to climb into.
Well, then they spotted Cam, and
no, they spotted you because one of the guys comes over.
That would be Henry.
He grabs your hand.
Yes, he did,
and he goes, we are staying at the HL Marriott, the nicest hotel in all of Los Angeles.
As he's spitting, literally spitting in my face, and he smelled like the he had not taken a shower in 3 weeks.
He goes, I'm Henry. This is my friend
Milton.
He goes, you come after the concert to our apartment.
We've got a very expensive hotel room, the HL Marriott. I think he was trying to say the
JW
Marriott.
For sure.
But he said the HL Marriott. And so Cam, do you want to go over there and go to party with these guys? And you go, yeah, what's your room number?
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do. Go to the fucking HL Marriott. Then he goes, it's going to be fun. Milton will go with him, pointing at me, and I will go with you, pointing at my mother. What the fuck does that mean?
It means
Milton's going to go with me?
The whole time they were fondling each other. So Milton is...
They wanted an orgy, a mom-son orgy.
We're not sure about anybody's sexual orientation at this point either.
It was so disturbing.
And meanwhile, the people all around us were trying to enjoy ex-ambassador.
They were so infuriated that they ended up getting the ushers to escort these guys out of the whole concert.
And I was so bummed because there goes my entertainment.
So Milton and Henry got kicked out. The whole the whole section started clapping.
And dancing. I mean, I have videos of that.
Yeah, of course, my mother started videotaping that as well.
Yeah, you know what? And it was like, I just missed them at the, you know, I know they would have had fun.
So we're walking out of the concert, and I go, you know, what happened to Milton and Henry?
Sure enough.
We look to the right, and Milton and Henry are surrounded by police officers on a random bench in the middle of the forest.
And now here you got to visualize that Milton is completely passed out. He's just like sitting up straight with head folded over, like kind of like a yoga pose.
Henry has got what looks like a tampon up his nose that's completely bloody. Yeah. Clearly, he's gotten in a fight or fell on the ground.
Yeah, I'm going with face planted.
He could have face planted.
And it was, and then all of a sudden you see, like, you know, we keep walking. I wanted to stay and watch him find out what happened.
To stay.
And you said, come on, stop it or you're going to end up having to bail these guys out of jail.
You wanted to go back to the H.L. Marriott with them is what you wanted to do.
I actually had considered that it might be fun to party with Henry and Milton.
It would not have been fun to party with Henry and Milton.
The final part of this whole episode was that we see the paramedics and the police pulling in, and we know that they're coming for Milton and Henry.
Unbelievable.
There's no question about that. That's what they were doing.
So then, okay.
All right. So that was episode one.
Of getting picked up with my mother. That was a first.
And then number two happened at the Greek Theater again.
So I got a friend request from a random girl who comes from a town about 15 minutes from where we grew up. She lives in Los Angeles. I assumed I must have met her out here somewhere, and I just forgot about her.
And that is not what happened.
No, because she follows a friend request with a message that says, hey, I met your mom at a concert last night while I was on a date. She told me to reach out to you.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
The fuck does that mean?
Okay, she's very cute.
She's very cute. So you're picking up women when they're on dates and setting them up with your son?
It's very nice of me.
That is very kind of you.
Yes, and she was interested. I showed her some of your pictures. By the way, you need to do some revamping of those pictures.
The fuck I need to do some revamping with the pictures?
They don't show you in a very positive light. You look like if anybody wants to go, I think it's in public, right? Go to,
what's my name? Cameron Potter.
No, okay. I just wanted to make sure that it was not single cam comedy or anything like that.
It's my Facebook. I think it looks fine.
Okay, you're wearing various hats.
What do you mean hats?
You're doing some sort of clowning looking thing.
I do clowning. That is my life.
Okay. It's not the most attractive. I mean, I had to scroll through all the pictures to show her one that you looked good.
Which I was one for like 10?
Yeah, you were one for 10. I'm like, okay, no, not this one. I'll show you another one. Not this one.
Did she see you scrolling through?
Oh, she saw me scrolling. And then I finally landed on this one really good looking picture of you. And I go, that's it. That's it.
The clincher.
Here's the winner. And she was like, oh, yeah, he is cute. So, yeah, I said, go ahead, friend him. You know.
I mean, what? I mean, this is the start of a relationship. I was on a date. I met your mother.
You know, I had already asked her about, like, what's going on with the date next to you. And she's like, well, you know, I don't know. We've been on 6 dates. We haven't had sex yet. I could tell that was not going to work out.
Oh, my God.
I got the bottom line.
How do you know the guy wasn't on a celibacy kick or something like that?
I don't know what he was doing, but he was talking to Deez the whole night.
And your boyfriend.
My boyfriend, Deez. And so I was talking to her, and so we made friends. And I thought, this could be a nice daughter-in-law.
You made friends with your future daughter-in-law?
It's like an arranged marriage.
Meanwhile, I'm in a fucking relationship right now.
I know. That I didn't say that she should immediately ask you out. I just said, friend him.
Friend him. She asked me out.
I didn't. That part I didn't suggest.
I declined.
Okay. That was very, very admirable of you.
Oh, admirable.
And speaking of that, so I thought that should be a good topic for today's conversation. Except that I just wanted to tell one other funny little story.
Okay.
That Deez and I went to a concert again the following night, and we ended up picking up another couple who were young, like
this is out
like
of
your
control.
Age.
This is out of control.
And they were so much fun that they asked us to go out after the concert for a final. That's her version of she made up that we should go to a final.
What the fuck is a final?
A final means the final drink after you finally finish drinking. And so we all went out to the final bar and we had a drink with some other rando guy that was sitting next to us. If you guys ever find us, you know, in LA or Chicago, Deez and I like to hang out with people and meet people.
You have no friends out here that you have to go to concerts to, yes, and just pick, yes, up strangers?
Yes, who are your age. So anyway, after the night.
And they invite you to go out.
Yeah.
I've never been to a concert where I meet someone. I'm like, hey, do you want to go out for a final drink,
yeah,
with,
oh,
me?
Oh, yeah. And not only did she ask us out for the final, but after we had the final, she and her boyfriend were going out to a strip club, and they thought it would be a good idea to invite us to go with them.
Unbelievable.
So we declined. But anyway, so those are our little updates on my concert
those are
pickups. But so speaking of concerts and speaking of pickups, I thought we'd talk about this discussion of, you know, when do you go off of being like, you know, you're on Facebook, when do you go from like that, you know,
right,
single to married?
The question came up, you know.
How did it come
up? With this, the girl I'm currently seeing.
Should we give her an alphabet letter?
Her name is Lady X, and she's been Lady X for the past 6 or 7 episodes.
How long have you been going out with Lady X?
I think 2.5 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I still haven't met her.
She's a lovely, lovely woman.
Why have I not met her?
I'll tell you why I haven't met her yet. First of all, she lives in Tokyo, pretty
okay,
much.
She's like an hour away.
Very far away.
Well, I'd like to meet her.
All right. We'll try to arrange a meeting.
But anyway, let's get back to the point I was bringing up was that, where were we?
Okay, so the reason, so I said no to this date that you tried to set.
I didn't try to set you up. Literally, I told her just to friend you because she was on a date and you were on a date.
Okay.
And she took it upon herself to ask you out. That
okay,
was
okay.
Nothing
to do
with me.
I rejected that date.
Very admirable of you.
Okay.
And then
I'm like, well, you know, yeah. And that was the second time.
I know. You're a hot commodity these days.
Hot commodity. Another person tried to set me up. And I've been saying no, left and right. So then I needed to find out, you know,
You had the talk.
We had the talk. We had the DTR. Yeah. Define the relationship.
Yeah, define the relationship.
It happened before sex, which is not a great time, it turns out.
Why?
I don't know, because it makes things awkward during sex. I guess it's an appropriate time because you're about to get intimate with someone. You might as well be on the same emotional page as them.
And the alternative is like you have sex and then let's define our relationship now.
Right. She even said, so I said, so are we exclusive? What's going on here? And she goes, you want to have this talk right now?
Yeah.
And I said, yes, I want to have the fucking talk right now. I'm in my head the whole goddamn time if we don't have this talk.
Okay.
And she says, you know what? By the way, I fucking hate saying what she says or like giving thoughts
right,
to what
give,
she says.
Just summarize it.
I'll summarize by saying my interpretation of what she said was, I'm not in the place right now where I feel like I want to say yes to a full-on relationship with you. I've been in that place before, and for the situation, she's going through a lot of life changes right now. Her work is changing dramatically. She's got a lot of shit going on, and she doesn't feel like she could invest. And she doesn't feel like it's right to say, yeah, we're boyfriend girlfriend now.
Okay.
And with that, she's like, so it'd be inappropriate for me to say we're exclusive. Because if I can't commit to the relationship, I can't say, like, yeah, you can't hook up with anyone else.
Right.
Or I'm not going to hook up with anyone else.
But now, how does this tie into her not wanting to have sex for 21 or 28?
It doesn't tie in.
Nothing.
You're bringing it back for no reason.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was the conversation. And at first, I was a little hurt. Because I was assuming exclusivity. I thought we were at that point. Meanwhile,
exclusivity in terms of dating other people or exclusivity in terms of having sex with other people?
I think both.
Mm, interesting.
Interesting, right? So we kind of discussed that we're kind of figuring it out as we go along. We don't want to jump into saying we're boyfriend girlfriend right now.
Okay.
And so that's where we left it. And so I was a little hurt. And then the next...
This was while ago?
This was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
And so we wake up the next morning. This is talk about something you shouldn't do. We wake up the next morning and she goes, well, I had some crazy dreams last night. What did you dream about? And I was like, well, I dreamt that I said I love you and you freaked out.
Is that really
That's
what
about as bad as me saying I love you and her freaking out.
Yeah. You dreamt it.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Did you make this up or you really did dream this?
No, I dreamt it. Why the fuck would I make that up?
I don't know.
Oh, this is a fun dream to make up that I said I love you to this. No, it's very uncomfortable.
Okay.
Yeah, so that kind of slipped out in the morning.
Okay, yeah. Why would you say that?
What do you mean, why would I say that? That's what I dreamt.
This is the kind of indoor voice that you should keep indoor.
Is an inside voice?
Keep that as your inside voice. You don't need to like divulge all these things.
Yeah, well, that's my unconscious.
But then again, she divulged the night before that she didn't feel the need to be exclusive.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay. So anyway, so you have a... Maybe that's why you had that dream.
Yeah, obviously.
We are now interpreting your dreams on every episode.
Really?
Do you remember? You had a little dream about... what did you just dream with this when we were talking about it with Sarah J?
Oh, Jesus. I dreamt I had a wet dream about using a fleshlight.
That's what it was.
They're not subtle dreams. It's very clear. There's no interpretation going on here. It's just, this is my thoughts. These are my thoughts.
And you know what's interesting is like you cannot control dreams.
You can't control dreams.
You certainly can't control wet dreams.
And you can, but you could control whether you share this with the people involved in the dream.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I probably shouldn't have done.
Okay.
Who cares? Anyway, so then we see.
What was her response when you said I dreamt that I said I love you and you freaked out?
She said something like, "We probably shouldn't be having these heavy conversations before going to bed."
That's cute.
Yeah.
I do want to meet her.
She's adorable.
Okay.
Anyway. Yeah, so we're figuring it out. We had another funny experience the other day where we were in a perfume shop. She was getting perfume. We saw a friend of mine who I hadn't seen in a long time. And he goes, so you guys a couple? That's not a nice, I don't like that question.
Yeah, that's bold.
It's a bold question.
But he probably figured you were, and that's why he said that.
And so I look at him stunned, and she immediately comes in, not even, no question. She goes, "We're exploring the in-between space."
What the fuck does that mean?
It means we're exploring the in-between space.
Oh my God, that's like the book. That's like the book that I read, The Space Between Two Lighthouses or whatever. Yes. I forgot the name. Of course, I read the book, can't remember the name of it.
Well, but you also forgot that you already mentioned the book on this podcast episode.
No, I do
already
remember that, but okay. I thought I'd reiterate it in case anybody didn't catch the beginning.
Okay, good. Maybe the second time, they'll
laugh. Maybe the second time, I'll remember what the actual name is.
Anyway, it brings up a lot of questions.
The Light Between the Oceans.
It brings up a lot of questions about, you know...
Can you repeat that again? The space?
We're exploring the space in between being in a committed, full-on relationship and being friends. You know, we're trying to find our own way, which has kind of been the whole thing for our relationship. We're exploring it all.
Exploring the space. They don't have that checkbox on the Facebook.
No, they do not. I like it, though.
I think it's interesting.
I like it a lot.
What do you like about it?
Because it allows us to then figure out for ourselves what we want to be to each other. This is my girlfriend, this is my boyfriend, yeah. There's so much connotation that comes with it. Oh, there's so much responsibility. Like, oh, well, that means I have to do this with her. I have to do this with her. But
alternative is
starting to do shit that you don't really want to do.
Because you labeled yourself that?
Because you labeled yourself it, you guys both feel obligated to do this shit that neither of you want to do.
Mm.
And maybe it allows us to go in directions that we wouldn't be able to go otherwise. I think it's very good.
Why don't you just say we have an alternative lifestyle?
We have an alternative lifestyle. That's great.
We have an open relationship.
No. Open relationship is different.
Than the space between two oceans?
What's with you in the oceans?
That's the name of the book.
The open relationship is when you're in a committed relationship with someone, say boyfriend, girlfriend, but you're also hooking up with other people.
Obviously.
Right.
Okay.
And so we don't feel comfortable even getting to the point of saying boyfriend, girlfriend, let alone hooking up with other people. I don't know. Maybe she's hooking up with other people. I don't know.
Why haven't you asked? I think you kind of should know. Don't you want to know?
I think she's implied that she's not dating or seeing anyone else.
Then why is she not just calling you, yeah, it's my boyfriend, who cares?
Because there's a lot of fucking connotation. There's a lot of other shit that comes with saying that.
I thought initially your response was, whoa, what the hell did that mean?
Yeah, I was sad at first.
Oh.
Yeah, I was hurt.
Oh, but now you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm happy with it.
Does that mean then that you could go out with other people?
Yes. Technically, I think yes, but I'm doubtful that there's going to be a lot of people that are going to make me want to go out with them more than this girl.
Oh,
oh,
This is a good thing.
Yeah, it's right. So I was able to get to that point. You know, I didn't feel like I was, you know.
You were able to get to that point because she's allowing you to.
She's allowing for the space in between.
Yeah, it's a space in between. Okay, the title of this podcast is quite evident. I like it.
Yeah.
So for all of you people not knowing what to do with your relationship, just call it the exploring the space in between.
Yeah.
If I can't remember that and I can't remember the name of the book, I think I'd have to come up with another title for this, but it works for you.
Great. Do you have any other questions that this raises for you regarding?
Well, it's interesting because I do talk to a lot of people and they're like, you know, I'm dating somebody and it's really upsetting to me when I go online and I'm on, you know, different various dating sites and I see him online and I guess they're both exploring the space.
They're exploring the space. And actually she mentioned that at one point she did go on dating apps, but then quickly shut it down. That was painful for me as well.
Well, wait a second. So she actually went on a dating app like to meet other people?
Yeah, but she brought it up in saying that it didn't make sense for her.
Okay, so she was exploring that app.
She was exploring the app. She said she explored it for an hour and that was it. So.
Okay. And I guess it's the same thing as you contemplating whether or not you should date this girl on Facebook.
Yeah, it's a little different because this girl is actively approaching me, whereas going onto dating apps would be her approaching other people.
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I think it's very mature of you guys to talk this stuff out.
So, I'll tell you this. I brought it up with a therapist. My therapist is a huge fan of this. He says the ability to even have this open communication suggests... He goes, you don't even need to have the same interests or any... If you're able to... The most important thing is that you're able to communicate about...
Your relationship.
You have similar communication styles.
Right.
And so he goes, this is very indicative of that.
Oh, so he likes the relationship.
Oh, he loves the shit. Eats this up.
Perfect.
Yeah. The therapist gives me his...
You got thumbs up from the therapist and thumbs up from your mother.
She wants to... You want to meet her? You can meet her.
I want to meet her.
All right, meet her.
Okay, cool.
Any other questions that this raises? Any topics that you want to discuss?
Yeah, so I was saying, like, well, what do people do? Do they go off of these dating sites?
At what point do you get off the dating site?
I'd like to hear from the listeners. At what point do you go off dating sites? I mean, you start going out with someone that you meet on a dating app.
This is the hardest thing for me. Yeah. I mean, clearly, a weekend, I was like, I'm done seeing other people.
I mean, because it could be expensive. You go on, you know, and then you go off, and then you go back on again, and you go off.
No one my age pays for these fucking dating sites.
All right, well, I'm just saying. Or, I don't know, it just, I guess you can go on and off. It can be confusing, but whatever.
Yeah, so it is quite, it's interesting, because she clearly had a different threshold at which point she would stop seeing people, or maybe she didn't. Who knows? I don't want to speak for her, but everyone does have different ideas of when they should stop dating other people, and mine is very low. So if I start dating someone, I'm like, all right, that's the end of it.
Right, because I remember you thinking, oh, should I go out with other people, even though you only had gone on one date with her, I think. A couple people tried to fix you up.
That puts me in a precarious position.
Okay. So, I'd like to hear from people what they've experienced when they initially started dating somebody. And, you know, I guess that goes with the whole discussion of, you know, when do you stop being men? When do you stop having sex with other people?
Yeah. I don't know. These are big questions.
Okay.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening.
Hope you enjoyed this check-in.
Please share this thing.
This podcast, because obviously without your input, we aren't going to be able to know what you want to hear.
And the other thing you need to know is that we now have a Patreon page.
Very exciting. There's such a cute video. And if you actually donate even like $1 a month, you get access to this thank you video, which is quite hilarious.
And you'll have access to our Patreon stream where you'll get direct access to talking with us.
Right. We go back and forth. We talk to you intimately. Much better than email.
Patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. You'll have the opportunity to donate, to support us. We'd really, really appreciate it. We need that encouragement to continue forward.
Really. It would be very helpful. And I know a lot of people have asked how can they help and support us financially, and that's how you can do it.
Patreon.
Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
That'll be in the show notes of this episode.
And just so you know, I already sang, but I'll recap it by saying, Let me tell you about the space between us. All right.
Goodbye.
Love you.